Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. People of Afuraka, Afurai Kait. Recognize the spirit in plants, the soul in plants. We recognize plants as conscious living entities functioning in the world. We harmonize our spirits, our souls with theirs. As we interact with them, we tune into them. Our communication with them engenders respect for their function in the world and their relation to our function in the world. Our physical interaction with plant life reflects our respect for this spiritual relationship. It is through this respect that we maintain balance between ourselves and plant life as we live interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnu, recognize the spirit in animals, the soul in animals. We recognize them as conscious living entities functioning in the world. We harmonize our spirits, our souls with theirs. As we interact with them, we tune into them. Our communication with them engenders respect for their function in the world and their relation to our function in the world. Our physical interaction with animal life reflects our respect for this spiritual relationship. It is through this respect that we maintain balance between ourselves and animal life as we live interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnu, recognize the spirit and the soul in our Earth Mother, the spirit and the soul within planets, in sun, moon, stars, minerals. We recognize them all as conscious living entities functioning in creation. We harmonize our spirits, our souls with theirs. As we interact with them, we tune into them. Our communication with them engenders respect for their function in creation and their relation to our function in creation. Our physical interaction with our Earth Mother, with planets, with sun, moon, stars, mineral life, reflects our respect for this spiritual relationship. It is through this respect that we maintain balance between ourselves and our Earth Mother, planets, sun, moon, stars, mineral life, as we live interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, recognize the spirit, the soul in one another. As conscious living entities in the world, we harmonize our spirits, our souls with one another. As we interact, we tune into one another. Our communication with one another engenders respect for our functions in the world and how they are interrelated with one another. Our physical interaction with one another reflects our respect for this spiritual relationship. It is through this respect that we as Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, maintain balance amongst one another as we live interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, recognize the spirit, the soul of the Afurakani male, of the Afurai Kaitnit female. We recognize male and female as two halves of one conscious, living, whole entity functioning in the world. As Afurakani males and Afurai Kaitnit females, we harmonize our spirits, our souls with one another. As we interact with one another, we tune into one another. Our communication with one another engenders respect for our functions in the world and how they are interrelated with one another. Our physical interaction as Afurakani males and Afurai Kaitnit females reflects our respect for this spiritual relationship. It is through this respect that the Afurakani male and Afurai Kaitnit female maintain balance between one another as we live interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, recognize the spirits, the souls of our ancestresses and ancestors, the spirits, the souls of the goddesses and gods, the spirits, the souls of the nature spirits. We recognize them all as conscious living entities of creation. We harmonize our spirits, our souls with theirs. As we interact with them, we tune into them. Our communication with them engenders respect for their function in creation and their relation to our function in creation. Our physical interaction with our ancestresses and ancestors, the goddesses and gods, the nature spirits, reflects our attunement to and respect for the spiritual relationship we have with them. It is through this respect that we maintain balance between ourselves and the ancestral spirits, the goddesses and gods, the nature spirits, as we live interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Recognize the spirit, the soul within ourselves. We recognize our spirit and soul as the living and conscious entities functioning within our being. We harmonize the functions of our spirit with our soul. As we focus on our spirit and soul, we tune into their purpose, their function within us. Our attunement to these parts of us engenders respect for the functions they fulfill within us and how they relate to our function in the world. Our respect for our kanu, katnut, melanin, and our entire physical body reflects our respect for the spiritual relationship of our spirit and soul, our non-physical bodies. It is through this respect that we maintain balance between the various parts of our spirit, our soul, and our physical body as they exist interdependently upon one another. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Recognize the spirit, the soul of individuals who have embraced and internalized disorder. We recognize these unconscious living entities in the world. We recognize the disharmony of their spirits, their souls, with respect to ours. As we interact with these individuals, physical and non-physical, whose spirits, souls are in disorder, we tune into them. Our contact with them engenders a recognition of their malfunction in the world and how it is unrelated to our function in the world. Our physical interaction with spirits, souls in disorder, reflects our realization of their spiritual disconnection. It is through this realization that we maintain a balance between executing our function in the world and defending ourselves as we reject spirits of disorder, physical and non-physical, and their influence in the world. This is the life culture of Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, people of Afuraka, Afurai Kait. It is our way of living established by our ancestresses and ancestors and transmitted to us. Because of their devotion to the Supreme Being, our ancestresses and ancestors were shown that they were beings who were born of the Supreme Being. They learned that they did not create their own life, but were given life by Amen, Amenet, to participate in creation in harmony with its divine order. The devotion of our ancestresses and ancestors to the Supreme Being, Amen, Amenet, enabled them to attune their spirits, their souls, to the Great Spirit, the Great Soul. They were thus able to attune their spirits, their souls, to the goddesses and gods, the children of Amen, Amenet. Our families in Afuraka, Afurai Kait, were therefore open to receive the spirits of the goddesses and gods. We became open vessels through whom these spiritual forces of divine order would function. Through us, the goddesses and gods would communicate and establish the divine order of Amen Amennet, just as they execute the divine order of Amen Amennet as they operate throughout plant life, animal life, mineral life, our earth mother, planets, sun, moon, stars, all of creation. While we all have a portion of the earth's air in our lungs, the movement of air, wind, in the earth's atmosphere can become so powerful that it may enter our lungs, surround our entire bodies, take possession of us, lift us up, and carry us in its own direction. Our ancestresses and ancestors were shown that as part of creation, we are all under the influence of the spirits of the goddesses and gods as they move throughout all of creation. In Afuraka, Afurai Kait, the movement of the goddesses and gods became so powerful with respect to us that their spirits entered our bodies, surrounded us, took possession of us, and guided us in their own direction. They possessed us during rituals of song, dance, prayer, marriage, copulation, conception. They empowered us and communicated the divine order of Amen Amennet into us. With these forces of divine order expressing themselves through our fathers, mothers, children, functioning in our blood, our families, our ancestresses and ancestors were guided to order their family relations, their social relations, their creative development, their invention, their dance, their song, their sexual relations, their practice of medicine, their methods of food production, their rituals, their civilizations, the entirety of their lives they were guided to order after the divine order. By drawing on the divine spirits operating within them and around them, our ancestresses and ancestors realize the nature of their kinship to one another, to plant life, animal life, mineral life, our earth mother, planets, sun, moon, stars, the spirits functioning through nature, the goddesses and gods. Our families thus fashioned a way of living reflecting the divine presence at the center of their life activities. We as Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, are descendants of these ancestresses and ancestors whose blood was altered by the infusion of the spirits of the goddesses and gods into our families. This uniquely altered blood is transmitted to us and by us today, wherever we are on earth, and with it is transmitted the culture, the way of living embracing divine order. Yet there were those who left Afura Ka, Afurai Kait, before the goddesses and gods entered the families of our ancestresses and ancestors. In very small numbers, they moved away from the families and settled in their new locations. These groups would become what are now the groups referred to as non-Afura Kanu, non-Afurai Kaitnut. Those who rejected the life culture of law and preferred a life culture dominated by lust are those who were initially forced out of our families. They would move away and settle in new locations. Yet most who were forced out of our families would, with time, recognize the error of living a life dominated by lust, disorder. They would eventually recognize that living in harmony with the divine order of creation was the natural way of living and the way that was beneficial to all of their life endeavors. Those who would recognize this would make amends to the ancestresses and ancestors, to the goddesses and gods, to the supreme being. They would restore balance and order to their existence. Yet there was a very small portion of that exiled population who would never embrace the life culture of law. Lust was more important for them to serve. It is these individuals who, through living perverse, disordered lifestyles, corrupted themselves and their offspring. The Great Spirit, Ra, Raet, is the divine living energy that initiated the creation of the world. Within all of us is a portion of that life-creating energy. When we engage in sexual activity, this energy is aroused and is responsible for the creation of a new life, a child. This creation is an expression of divine order. Those who would arouse this divine creative energy within themselves to serve lust, disorder, were living in direct conflict with their own existence, with the nature of creation and with divine order. They were in direct violation of their function in creation and were thus self-destructive. These individuals who chose to serve lust, disorder, engaging in incest and homosexual activity, dissexual activity, they who rationalize their lust-dominated lifestyle, are they who corrupted themselves and their offspring. It is they who had no respect for themselves, for the supreme being, the goddesses and gods, the nature spirits, the ancestresses and ancestors, the divine order of creation. It is they who arouse the divine creative energy of Ra, Raet, residing within them for the purpose of perversion instead of creation. It is they who were that small portion of the exiled population who would never embrace the life culture of law. As they were drawn into a different part of the earth, they would settle in isolation. Through rape and incest, they would produce an increasing number of offspring who had no external skin color. The practice of incest would result in a larger number of offspring being born albino and offspring born with varying genetic mutations. They would thus give birth to albino offspring and other kinds of genetically mutated offspring with white skin, blonde hair, and light eyes. The incestuous and homosexual, dissexual practices amongst the albino offspring, as well as the non-albino offspring, would eventually produce a group of people who not only had lost their external dark pigmentation, but the internal pigmentation also was greatly reduced. Their creative energy was aroused and used in a perverse manner, and the result of their perversion was reflected in their corrupted offspring. Their physical isolation in a colder climate, as well as their spiritual isolation from the order in nature, would set in motion structural changes in bones, hair, physiology. This is the origin of the white groups and their offspring who live today. Kanu, katnut, melanin, is the substance which allows Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, to attune ourselves, our bodies, to the life in plants, animals, minerals, one another, the earth mother, planets, sun, moon, stars, the spirits of the goddesses and gods, the nature spirits, the ancestral spirits, the supreme being. The whites and their offspring exist without the proper levels and quality of kanu, katnut, melanin, and are not able to receive and transmit the fullness of divine energy proceeding from Amen, Amennet. To embrace lust is to reject law. To embrace disorder is to reject order. This is the culture of the whites and their offspring. They cannot properly attune their spirits, their souls, their bodies to the spirits, the souls of plant life, animal life, mineral life, the earth mother, planets, sun, moon, stars, other human beings, just as they isolated themselves from divine order, their original habitat, so do they isolate plant life, animal life, mineral life, human life from themselves. It is through this process of isolating all things through disorder that they create an opportunity to destroy all things. No group of people destroys plant life, animal life, mineral life, and human life as the whites and their offspring. No group of people shows hatred of the goddesses and gods, the nature spirits, the ancestral spirits of Afura Ka, Afurai Kait, the order of creation, of Amen Amennet, as the whites and their offspring. Before creation began, the black substance of space had not been ordered by Ra, Raet, into various forms, creations. The black substance was in a state of non-order. When Ra and Raet began the process of creation, the black substance was ordered into various forms, creations. The black substance was now in a state of order. The state of non-order is the opposite of the state of order. Non-order is the balance of order. Disorder is not the opposite of order. Disorder is the perversion of order. Disorder is the only true evil. Disorder is the culture of the whites and their offspring. Disorder is the nature of their character. It is the nature of the whites and their offspring that makes all of them who exist, all of them who have ever existed, and all of them who ever will exist, the enemy of all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Our way of life is Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Our culture is that of divine order. To live in divine order is to reject disorder in all of its forms.